זה אבא שלי הביא סכין, אז כמעט שחרט אותי, כמו כבש, כמו עז.
A gay Palestinian named Louis describes how his father, on discovering his sexual orientation, slashed his face with a knife in a scene from The Invisible Men, which is being shown at the One World Festival of Human Rights Documentaries in Prague. Louis has moved to Israel, where he's relatively safe, and even wears the Star of David to fit in, but he faces great uncertainty every day. The film's Israeli director, Yariv Moser, outlined the situation of such invisible men to Ian Willoughby.
They need to run away, and the only place that they can run away is to Israel, but in Israel they are illegal, so they need to hide. And therefore they don't have really people to address. They're afraid of everyone. It's like an underground community of gay Palestinians, illegal gay Palestinians that live in Israel.
At the beginning of the film there are a couple of titles, including one saying that if these men are returned to Palestine, which they have to be under Israeli law, they face certain death. I'm sure the environment they would face would be hostile, but would they really face certain death?
Well, during the years, we know of several cases of people that vanished, that people that we don't have traces of them anymore. After they came to Tel Aviv, they talked, they told their story, but then they had to move back home, and then we lost traces of them. So death is something that could happen. It's not a fantasy. It could happen.
What's shocking is that the threat can come from their own family members.
Yeah, because in traditional societies, in religious societies, as we know all over the world, not only in the Muslim world, it's not unique to the Palestinian society, it's a big sin to be homosexual. It's a big sin, and it harms the respect of the family. So then the family needs to react and to protect the honor of the family, of the father of the family, and they are doing so in very violent ways.
One thing that struck me was that this character, Abdu, says that everybody in the Middle East hates everybody else, and I guess these guys have even more hatred coming towards them.
Yeah, this is why I felt that I must do this film and show the story of gay Palestinians, because I think that they became like the biggest victims of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Everyone suffers from the conflict, especially the Palestinians, but gay Palestinians suffer much more.
And the only solution is ultimately for them to leave.
Yeah, unfortunately, Israel doesn't agree to give them asylum, so this is why they need to apply for asylum from outside of Israel and from third countries. Not so many are willing to give them asylum, but there are few that are giving them, and this is what they must do. They need to eventually leave Israel and Palestine forever.
And as we see in the film, that comes at a cost, because they lose their culture, they lose what they know.
They lose their identity, because, you know, the first time they had to lose their Palestinian identity, maybe, and to embrace the Israeli one in order to survive, in order to protect themselves, and then they need to lose whatever identity they gained so far, and now they're in a new country, new culture, language, everything. It's really hard for them. At least they get their life back.
In the film, we see towards the end that two of the three are now living abroad. How are they doing?
In fact, all the three of them are living abroad. They're suffering from longing to their families and their society and the climate and everything. But at the same time, they have a new life. They earn money for the first time. They study. They're legal. So this is, in a way, a good ending.
Israeli documentary maker Yariv Moser on his film The Invisible Men, speaking to Ian Willoughby. We'll have more from the One World Film Festival for you next week.